Happy Martin Luther King Day. It's Monday. Martin Luther King Day is celebrated on the third Monday of January every year. And I believe this is the 37th Martin Luther King Day here in the United States of America. And it's pretty special. I would like to try something out here on That's What I'm Talking About. I did this last year. I don't know how many listens I had, but I could always go back and take a look. It's always worth listening to. It's a well-written article on Martin Luther King Day, not just a three-day weekend. And I happen to be very proud. My daughter wrote this. She's in the journalism club for her high school, but she is taking college courses and excelling in every single one of them. She's, believe it or not, 15 years old. And I think it's remarkable how she can sew her words together. Hopefully you'll enjoy it as well on That's What I'm Talking About, because that's what I am talking about. Let's try it out here. Okay, I see we're still going. Let's see, recording. Yep. Okay, just give me a moment. It's my technical savviness here. And it looks like, here we go. MLK Day, more than just a three-day weekend. I started reading it a little earlier. All right, here we go. By Natalie Navarro, and her friend Jeremiah Park went ahead and illustrated it. And I will put the illustration on the podcast photo so you can check it out. It's pretty nice. All right, this was written a year ago, January 27th. It is January the 16th, the third Monday of January. Martin Luther King Jr. remains the most influential and well-known civil rights activist today. The nation and the world recognizes him for seeking racial equality for African Americans, people at economic disadvantage, and all victims of injustice through peaceful protest. Recently, the United States just celebrated our 36th Martin Luther King Day, which always falls on the third Monday of January. Everyone can agree that getting a day off from school is amazing, but it's important to recognize why we get this day off and to use the days that follow to reflect on what he had accomplished to better our nation. An extremely important victory for King was his involvement in the peaceful nonviolent protest against Montgomery, Alabama's segregation laws. This started when an African-American woman named Rosa Parks refused to sit in the back of the bus. As part of the Jim Crow laws, the front of the bus was reserved for white people exclusively. She was arrested, causing a public outcry, leading to Montgomery's bus boycott, where the black citizens of Montgomery had refused to ride on the city's buses. The leader of this boycott was King, who at the time was just a Baptist minister that heavily endorsed peaceful protesting against the mistreatment of Black Americans. The boycott lasted for 385 days, and during this time, King was arrested, his home was bombed, and he was subjected to abuse and threats. The protest ended on December 20th, 1956, with a Supreme Court ruling that segregation on public transportation was unconstitutional. King was instrumental in organizing the Great March on Washington in 1963. Over 250,000 people participated, making it the largest political rallies for human rights in the history of the United States. The March on Washington paved the way for other marches and contributed to the passing of the Civil Rights Act in 1964. During this protest, Martin Luther King delivered his infamous "I Have a Dream" speech. In this piece, he expresses his opinion toward the mistreatment and harassment of Black Americans, along with the ideology of ending race supremacy. His frustration was very apparent, as it was filled with raw emotion in which he longed for equality. Personally, I believe that I Have a Dream is the most defining moment in the American Civil Rights Movement due to the sheer emotion it provoked in listeners across the country. It urged people to want to take action and to seek change. On March 21, 1965, King led thousands of peaceful protesters from Salem, Alabama to Montgomery, Alabama, on a five-day, 54-mile march to the steps of the Capitol in Montgomery to present a petition regarding voting rights to Governor George Wallace. This is known as the Selma to Montgomery March, and it has become a landmark in the American Civil Rights Movement. Just 5 months later, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, and 36th President Lyndon B. Johnson signed it into law. On October 14, 1964, King was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, making him the youngest recipient at the time. Martin Luther King was led to Memphis in 1968 for the sanitation workers' strike. In 1968, King was building the Poor People's Campaign to advocate for underprivileged Americans of diverse races. The sanitation workers' movement happened to be exactly what he was looking to help with because of its link between economic and racial injustice. Two blue-collar workers of color were brutally crushed and killed by their truck while on break. The city refused to provide compensation to the victims' families, and this sparked outrage within the workers. They decided that they were not going to be taking any more of this mistreatment on top of how little they were getting paid for vigorous labor. During King's speech to 25,000 people in Memphis, he assured the workers that they deserve more for their hard work, saying, "Whenever you are engaged in work that serves humanity and is for the building of humanity, it has dignity and it has worth." Just 5 days after his march and speech in Memphis, he returned to give his final speech. "I've been to the mountaintop." The next day, April 4th, 1968, Martin Luther King was assassinated. His death brought deep sorrow across the nation. His wife, Cortetta Scott King, and people that worked alongside King were present and continued to fulfill his wishes of bringing justice to the workers. On April 16th, the city had agreed to raise wages for the African American workers and to recognize the workers' union, thus adding to Martin Luther King Jr.'s list of accomplishments. On January 20th, 1986, the first MLK Day was celebrated after President Ronald Reagan signed the bill in 1983. We recognize him every year for his fearless leadership and passion to what he dedicated his life to, changing the world. His leadership continues to affect civil rights movements in the present, and his work inspires many people of the younger generations politically and socially. It's important to uphold what he fought for, not just on the third Monday of every January, but every day of the year. The end. That was great. That was written by my little girl. She was only a freshman, and of course she's a senior. She's definitely interested in journalism, and she writes short stories, and she's always written plays, and she likes to write lyrics and things like this, but I'm super impressed by her. Not only young people does it inspire, I know it inspires me, and I happen to be a middle-aged woman, and I really appreciate what she wrote, and I'm excited to share it and expound it here on That's What I'm Talking About. I'm going to keep it sweet, short and sweet. I just want you all to pontificate, ponder, think about this. Think about this, what was said by Martin Luther King Jr. He was, I don't know him, I don't know him personally, but his premise and his ideology in his speeches, if it's anything like what was in his heart, I really, really want us all to hopefully hopefully adapt that in your whole spirit, in your soul. So may God bless you. Have a wonderful Martin Luther King Day, whatever you do, whether you're off from work or school. I am excited. My daughter is off from school, but she is a water polo person, so I get to watch her water polo game today with my son Colton, who I've been chopping it up with here on That's What I'm Talking About. He's been having a ball. He has a girlfriend, and he's having fun with her, and haven't seen him for a few days, but he's having a good old time. Look forward to seeing him hopefully today. Anyway, that's what I'm talking about. Have a very beautiful day.